Affording a place to live in Nashville has become more difficult amid the city's rapid growth. In response, the Metro Council has taken up a new policy idea. It could require that new home builders include some affordable units as part of their projects. But controversy has already put in motion a backup plan. Mandating that developers cap prices of homes and apartments is the kind of idea that advocates like Floyd Schechter have wanted in Nashville for years.
500 counties in the United States have already taken this step. It is not new.
The Metro Council could consider a bill tonight to begin requiring more affordable housing. It's actually not the first. Just last month, the council took up another similar measure that would specifically require that 14% of the units in a new housing development remain affordable. So why are there two competing proposals? Councilman Brady Banks said he heard some opposition to the first bill, which is more aggressive than his.
The bill that was first introduced was a good one. It's just a matter of saying, are these really the numbers that and the tools that really address the need?
If either proposal moves forward, the council and other officials will need several weeks to get to a final vote, and even longer to implement. After a long wait, advocates are closer to getting the kind of housing policy that's already standard in other cities. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.